Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you happen to be in your car, looking for a car, want to sell your car, even buy your car, this is a conversation that you want to listen to, because We Buy Cars has published its 6 months results for the half year ended 31st March, and seeing significant double digit growth in its revenue, in its core headline earnings per share, vehicles bought, vehicles sold, and of course looking to maintain a monthly record of having at least seen close to 16,000 units being sold in November last year. To talk us through the numbers, as well as perhaps some customer insights that we can always appreciate, we're joined by Rikus Blommerus. He's the Chief Marketing Officer at We Buy Cars. Rikus, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Google A2. No, the pleasure is mine. Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Whenever I think of your company, I think of that signature advert and tagline. And my sales team might complain that I'm giving you free airtime, but the truth is, it speaks and it resonates to many consumers. And on that note, perhaps, Rikus, I'm really intrigued by the numbers. And as you've heard from our market commentator a moment ago, really solid performance that we're seeing here in terms of growth and targets that have been achieved. Help us just underscore some of the key drivers in the double-digit growth that we see so far.
Yes, definitely, Guguletu. So yes, it's only our second set of interim results that we released today. So we're very proud to have announced a 26.4% growth in core headline earnings. And I think we touched on it briefly in the results presentation today, but it's mainly attributable to the improvement on operational efficiency and the expansion of our current national footprint. So the strategy is simple, is to make it easier for the consumer to buy and sell a vehicle, and by opening up more locations that is convenient to the consumer. That with the growth in units, and then also with a little bit of a growth in margin that we definitely can attribute to the fact that the new vehicle market is a little bit under pressure, and the consumers at the end of the day definitely seek a reliable option in the used vehicle space.
Definitely. We'll touch on that in a moment. But what I am keen on discussing is increasing that national footprint. If I'm not mistaken, the target that you've set for yourself is just above 93, or 93 is where we're at right now, with buying pods that have been expanded on and looking at larger sites and parking bays, especially within the KZN, really everywhere in every province, if I'm not mistaken, 300 parking bays. Talk to us about that CapEx rollout and just when you think you might be satisfied without reaching saturation in the market.
Yes, so we still believe that we still have a very conservative market share. We're currently sitting at about 10 to 12%. So there's definitely still a lot of room for growth in this sector. The capital expenditure is something that we'll have to invest ahead of the curve over the next couple of years to achieve our target. So the target, the main goal that we set out, is to achieve 23,000 vehicles per month by 2028. And then with the current growth trajectory and the new locations opening, it seems like for the first 6 months, we're well on track to achieve that.
Got you. I'm also intrigued about increasing your CapEx, specifically when it comes to technology. In one of our previous conversations, if I'm not mistaken, with yourself or Fan, we really spoke about the innovation and partnership you have, especially when it comes to Natus and quick processes to managing the paperwork and purchase and sale of vehicles. Help us explore what's next there. What's new that we can anticipate?
Yes, so some of the stuff that we touched on today as well is definitely when it comes to determining the market. In the previous interview, you spoke about market dynamics, and that's definitely something that is at the forefront of our discussions, to better determine the prices at which we should purchase vehicles. And we know with the Chinese vehicles, for instance, there was a big uproar and a change in consumer behavior. So therefore, we had to adjust our model and make sure that we pay market-related prices for those vehicles. So there's definitely a lot of investment into the data and also into decision-making when it comes to buying, but also selling the vehicles at the right price. And it also runs hand-in-hand with the CapEx, because if you have the data to sell the vehicle at the right price, it means that you can lower your stock turn, and then you can even get more out of those big facilities that you capitalize. Yes.
Got you. And maybe let's talk about that, just in terms of the stock turn, but also the consumer demand. I know you deal with dealerships, but maybe let's talk about Gugu Enriquez here a little bit more.
Yes.
What are we buying? Which cars are we selling? Because I know March was quite a record month for you, but maybe you can share some insight with us as to the average vehicle buyer in South Africa.
Yes, so the average vehicle buyer is definitely price sensitive. So, and that's not only from a vehicle price perspective. Sometimes they'll land up in something a little bit more expensive, but something like fuel consumption is important for them. So we definitely seen a uptick in interest in vehicles that is reliable, cheaper to maintain, cheaper to drive around with, and cheaper to insure. So that's definitely something that is at the forefront for the typical consumer.
Mm-hmm. Chinese brands, you've mentioned that, and I think 2028 is the year we might see that creep come in, right? Where are we now?
Yes, definitely. So there's some players making headway in that space. I think they have a big effect on, for instance, the German vehicles that's been around for many, many years. We in the news saw that their sales is steadily declining. For a company like us, we buy and sell whatever is in the market, and we'll sell it at the right price. And that brings me back to the data question of before, to say that if we purchase these vehicles, there's no more longer in higher demand, and then we must pay appropriate price for them. But the Chinese vehicles is definitely something that we'll see more and more on our floors as well. I think in the short period, we have noticed that they are of considerable good quality. And I think at first people were skeptical and thinking, is these vehicles going to last? But I think they are starting to build up good and reputable brands, and it seems like we're going to see them more and more on our roads. And they're also very affordable and comes with some nice technology.
Just on that, in terms of financing, we often do speak to some of the banks and institutions to get some insight, but what are you seeing as, I guess, the common timeline? Do South Africans still prefer balloon payments? Are we still saving for deposits? Do you know, when you take a look at the numbers in the background?
Yes, so that is quite a complex question, and you have to actually have our CFO, but just high level from my side, there's definitely still a large uptick in finance deals from a We Buy Cars perspective. I'm not sure if that is a market, something that we see throughout the market. I think it's all about educating the consumer. A balloon payment is sometimes what is needed in this tough economy with all expenses rising, just to make that deal work. But we'll see that people most often would go for a more affordable option and cut a little back and not take something like a balloon payment these days.
Got you.
Yes.
Rikus, to close off with, I understand March was a phenomenal month for you in terms of the volumes and the figures that you saw. 16,000, beating the 16,000 from November 2024. So I'm asking you to preempt and look into the future, but maybe before you tell us if these numbers can be maintained, maybe just help us understand what was the stimulus behind the increase in the number of units that you moved around. And again, this speaks to some of your targets as a business, right?
Yes, definitely. I think it is definitely, as I said before, the one of the most important factors is pricing the vehicle correctly and making sure that it attracts the consumer. And then at the end of the day, marketing it and communicating to the consumer what is available, and also seeing how we can assist the consumer. At the end of the day, we had a couple of promotions running throughout this time, where we did a cashback, a 30,000 rand cashback if you finance a vehicle. We had big promotion auctions. Every time there's a big occurrence, like we spoke about the record sales on Black Friday, we really looked at what we can do in terms of price. And then also it's also the second element is is how can you serve the consumer? We spoke about the Capitec partnership today as well in the results presentation, where for those clients that just does not qualify for a secured loan, they could definitely now have an option to purchase the vehicle in another way, where they still have an installment and don't have to take out a loan with a massive interest rate. Mm-hmm. So it's just things like that, and looking after your consumer and listening to what the consumer's need is, so that you can assist them better.
100%. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Rikus. Really appreciate your time and further data that we'll hear from you in the months to come. Thanks again.
Thanks, Kukuletu.
Thank you. That's Rikus Blommeris, Chief Marketing Officer at We Buy Cars.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.